Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. In this first episode, I want to take you back to the beginning. My story, my why, and what brought me to this work. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a passionate yoga practitioner, or simply someone interested in nervous system regulation, mental, emotional well-being, and healing through movement, I hope this story resonates with you. To be honest, I didn't grow up dreaming of becoming a yoga teacher, but I always had a calling to do something meaningful and help others. Like many of you, I came to yoga from a place of need. My 20s and 30s were spent in a high-pressure corporate environment. I had success on paper, a career, great income, and a certain lifestyle that comes with it. But I was chronically stressed, which eventually led to a corporate burnout. I didn't have that language at the time, of course. I just knew that something didn't feel right. I was often anxious, overstimulated, exhausted, disconnected from my body and emotionally reactive. Looking back now, I understand that I was in a chronic dysregulated state, doing all the things, performing, achieving, showing up. But inside, I was kind of numb and constantly exhausted, no matter how much I slept. And underneath that numbness and tiredness was a well of unprocessed emotion and trauma I hadn't yet dared to face. So how did my first yoga experience look like? While I was living in London in 2011, a lovely friend of mine invited me to a yoga class after work. I remember that we entered into a cramped space in the loft of an Asian cash and carry supermarket where a very traditional Hatha yoga class took place with a teacher from India. It was all foreign to me. I did not understand half of what has been said, and at the time it was just fun, a good workout and stretch. Like for most people, the entry point was the physical aspect of yoga. Fast forward a few years, while I was already living in Germany, I started to take regular yoga classes, exploring all the styles out there, still mostly enjoying the physical side of the practice. During my years of practice in Germany, often while lying in the stillness of Shavasana, emotions that had been buried for years began to rise to the surface. I didn't understand the mechanism behind it yet, but I knew something profound has shifted. I had finally slowed down enough to meet myself. And that was the beginning of my healing journey and the unraveling of everything I thought I knew about yoga, health, and myself. So how did all shift to teaching yoga? In 2017, while scrolling on my phone, an ad popped up about a 200-hour yoga teacher training in India that caught my eye. I always wanted to visit India, and I thought, great, I have my next holiday destination. And I can also complete a yoga course in the meantime or whatever. I had zero clue what it really meant. That it's not going to be a nice, chill yoga retreat, but rather a boot camp waking up at 5 a.m. with hours of movement, breathing, meditation, mantra singing, kriyas, lectures, and all that. It was kind of a shock to my system, to be honest, but also quite exhilarating. I loved every minute of it, even the hard ones. But I still kind of consider this as an adventure only that brings me deeper into yoga for my own health benefit. I didn't plan to actually teach. Then it all changed, and I remember the exact moment of that shift. It was our final teaching exam. I was sitting in front of the class of my fellow students, ready to teach my first yoga class. And that moment, I was fully there, fully in my body, fully in my power, and had the realization and absolute clarity that I was born to do this. And in that moment, I felt that this could really be the path through which I will be able to support others while doing something I'm passionate about. I want to share this with others. After this life-changing and transformational month in India, it didn't feel quite right to return to my office job, but financial anxiety took the best of me and I returned to my old routines. At least I kept up with my practice and started to teach a few classes in local studios and parks beside my full-time job. I constantly kept an eye out for more trainings and used my annual holidays to travel to Southeast Asia for more yoga education. And somehow I always kept on returning to a tiny precious island in Thailand called Koh Phangan. I completed my Yin Yoga and Chinese Meridians teacher training and my trauma-informed teacher training in Thailand. Both courses brought me more clarity on the direction I wanted to go within yoga. Especially the trauma awareness training was a huge eye-opener. Then in 2018, during one of my trainings, I got hospitalized for 10 days with a bad case of dengue fever. And then floating between life and death in a kind of limbo made me really question again. If I bloody survived this, do I really want to return to the life I have been living? Life seems so short and I don't understand why I'm spending most of it by doing things that do not bring me joy. I was of course desperate for a way out at that point. So I started to plan my possible exit from the corporate world, however taking it real slow and only reducing my office working hours, increasing my teaching activity. It of course did not do the trick. Teaching yoga, workshops, plus a demanding daytime job on top resulted in massive overwhelm. And I ignored the signals of my body for a while. I was always a go-getter and thought that I can juggle it all. I could not. I burned myself out completely and developed physical and mental issues, all the results of chronic stress and work overload. Then I finally listened to the loud screams of my body and made the step into the unknown. I left my corporate job and became a freelance yoga teacher in 2019. Letting go of my regular paycheck and the security that comes with it was scary as hell. But I did it anyway, and never for a moment regretted it ever since. In 2021, I moved to Koh Phangan, as this island already had a very special place in my heart. So why a trauma-informed approach? The yoga world often focuses on alignment and achievement, but I started to see behind the surface the tears that came in Shavasana, the students who could not be still, the ones who disassociated through movement or shut down during physical touch. And I was also wondering, why would I even touch students if I myself am not comfortable with touch from strangers? I came to the realization that I need a different approach. Not just more yoga, but safer, slower, more intentional yoga. Yoga that acknowledges trauma, that honors emotional expression, that supports the nervous system, and understands consent, presence, boundaries, and space holding. And so my trauma-informed yin yoga approach was born. So why I choose yin yoga? Yin yoga is, in many ways, the perfect container for trauma-informed work. Its slow pace, emphasis on reasonable stillness and sensation, connection to the emotional aspects of meridians, targeting the deep connective tissue layers of the body, makes it a deeply somatic practice, but only if it's offered with care. Yin can easily become unsafe and a minefield of triggers if we push through resistance, bypass emotional responses, or ignore our edges. That's why understanding trauma, emotional regulation, and the subtle art of holding space is so crucial. I now facilitate my own 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training, educating teachers and practitioners from all over the world. My students come from different backgrounds, but they share a deep desire to heal and to help others feel safe in their bodies again. This is why I do what I do. My mission is very simple: to help create safer, more emotionally attuned yoga spaces where boundaries are respected. Spaces where both teachers and students feel empowered, grounded, and deeply supported. Spaces where we remember that yoga isn't about flexibility or aesthetics, but about connection, presence, and healing. So what you can expect from this podcast series? You can expect educational deep dives into trauma-informed teaching, insights on Chinese meridians and emotions, nervous system regulation practices, ethical and practical guidance for yoga teachers and yoga practitioners, and much more. And most importantly, I will be sharing honest conversations about what it means to be a teacher in today's world. The challenges, the joys, the doubts, the growth. So whether you're here to deepen your personal practice or to share this work with others, you are welcome here. If this resonates, I invite you to download my free ebook on meridians, emotions, and yin yoga. You can join my next free webinar series about trauma-informed yoga. The dates will be announced very soon. Or I invite you to join my next live teacher training in Thailand to deepen your practice and teaching. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Thank you for being here. I'm honored to walk this path alongside you. And until next time, take care and take it slow.